Hey, rough day? It's okay. We don't have to talk about it. Just come get comfortable. There. Everything's better under a layer of blankets, right? No, I'm not gonna fall asleep on you. I've been waiting for you to come to bed. We don't have to talk about it, but we can if you want to. Okay, okay. Well then here, come on. Let me at least, no, there's no getting out of it. Snuggle is required. Well, maybe it's for my benefit, not yours. You didn't ask about my day. I'm just giving you a hard time. But I do feel better now that you're here. I always sleep better when you're here. Except when you hog all the blankets, but we solved that problem by adding more blankets. Yeah, I know. I know, I'm the notorious blanket thief. It's my fault. Yeah. Maybe I'm placating you a little. But it worked. You smiled. Yeah, I know my eyes are closed. I can still hear you smile. I know you that well. Look, not to sleepily use platitudes on you, but tomorrow's another day. And tomorrow, we will face together because we're both off work. So we can sleep in, stay in this nice comfy bed where you will cuddle me as much as I want. And, you know, we'll figure out a plan from there. So far, I haven't gotten further than cuddling. It's really late. I appreciate you too. Just settle down. Rub your arm. Talk nonsense at you until you fall asleep. Yeah, okay, or until I fall asleep. But look, whoever falls asleep first has to, I don't know, make breakfast. I don't know. We'll figure it out in the morning. And whoever is awake the longest has to stroke the other person's hair. That seems like a fair deal to me. I am not biased because my hair is longer than yours. That feels nice. No, I'm not sleeping. I'm listening. Yeah, I love you too. Mm-hmm.